like, I can stop the meeting and, like, restart it, because sometimes that really helps anyone's problems. So if you're having a problem with your volume, I'll just start the meeting again.
Fine, but I just want to make sure my computer is picking up from the mic and not from my computer. Like, do I sound like I'm speaking into my headpiece? I don't know. Just want to make sure it sounds good for you, that's all.
Okay, I mean, like, literally, I mean, sometimes Zoom is a little annoying like that, and so I can end it and then come back, and then it should pick up and do what you want it to do.
Okay, now, if it sounds good to you, I think we're good. I just wanted to make sure that it was reading properly.
Okay.
So do you want to know in advance what I want to talk? Oh, business, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will be starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wait, nope.
Before you go, is it going to be audio too, or just audio and video? Got it.
All right. Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Women's Cave. Yes, Winona is not here. She's late. So hopefully she'll hop her head in before the end of this. And so normally there would be a whole bunch of banter, but because Winona's not here and I have no one to throw shade at. I mean, I can't throw shade at my guest. She would, like, leave. So I'm just going to jump right into our books. So we are the co-authors, well, not we, well, hopefully Winona will come, and then it won't be like me, Jade, just talking about we, and no one else is here. So we are the co-authors, co-founders of the And I Thought Ladies and the And I Thought series, with 11 other wonderful, gorgeous, beautiful, just everything to my life ladies. And I Thought Divorce Was Bad with Other Life Lessons. And I Thought Being Grown Up Was Easy. So much better when Winona's here, because she can do this, like, with style and grace. And I Thought I could juggle it all. Wow, I am just crazy with these titles today. And I Thought I Had It All Did My Journey Alone. And I Thought I Had It All Figured Out, a fiction episode 1. Hey, you guys, as Winona would say, I have to take it because she's not here. Hollywood, if you're out there, we already have episode 1, season 1 of our show written. So just go ahead and pick it up. And our poetry CD, where we read poetry. And yes, you guys, it is super authentic, like everything we do, which means mistakes are included. Right? All right. And we have Just Writing Life that is on Amazon right now. Please just go ahead and check that out. But that would be episode 2, because episode 1 we were still trying to get our bearings, and we know how cheap Winona is, so she would not let me have a production team. Isn't that annoying? But she is what she is. And you can find all of this on andwethought.com, and when you go there, you guys, just go ahead and go down to the ladies page, the bottom of the ladies page, look at the charities that we proudly support. Anything that you could donate would help, even clothes, we take them. Also, just remember, a portion of every one of our sales does go to the charities that we support. So, by buying our books and buying our stuff at the store items, you do support charity, and we thank you in advance. And you can find our books on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com also. And Winona, anything to say? No, she's still not here. So, just right on to our wonderful, beautiful guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hello, everybody. My name is multiple hats. I am an artist and a small business owner, and I'm here to just, you know, alive, having fun along the way.
Hey, well, I'm all about fun. I'm all about having fun. And anyone that knows about the Women's Cave knows we're about having fun. But you said that you were a small business owner.
Yes.
What business do you own, and tell us how you got into it?
I have a marketing agency called Innovate Your Brand and the Becoming Love Project. And basically, that is all about marrying what you love and creating a business that rewards you financially in all kinds of ways, actually. I believe that we are all here to do amazing things and have great gifts. But we're not here to suffer. We suffer working these, like, gigs that we don't hate. But our gifts can actually make a way for us if we just allow it. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. So, what gifts do you try to pull out of your clients?
It depends. You know, like, let's say you, it depends. through trials and tribulations, and I believe that our experiences, including the bad ones, are meant to direct us to where we're meant to be in life, you know? So when that guy dicks you over and you're, like, depressed, there is still some good that can come out of it. And I had a client that after a traumatic breakup, she would, you know, make jewelry. And she turned that, it was very cathartic for her, and so that became her business. And so now she is a jewelry designer, and she also helps other people through healing, through jewelry making. So I think that it depends on the person and what you love to do. For me, I don't like hand stuff. I like playing in the dirt, but that's it, you know? But it depends on what you love to do. You know, everyone has unique gifts, but those gifts can definitely make a way for us.
That's very true. That's very true. I think we found that to be true even in our writing. Not everyone in our group was a writer before they started writing for us, which is very, very interesting. But they did find that it helped heal some wounds and stuff. So,
Writing, I think, is amazing. And I think that writing can be an outlet for so many amazing things. And even if your main gift isn't writing, it can be a vehicle to talk about and share your main gift, what you're passionate about, as I'm sure you know.
Absolutely. I mean, our group's passion is to help people, and that's what we do. We try to help people. We do our best, you guys. You know, we do our best.
You're planting seeds.
But when you said marketing, and that is your gift, how did you find that to be your gift? I mean, how did you know?
So my gift is to take an idea and to help birth it. But then I also have, like, the creative background, but also the science mind, analytical mind, to make it, to grow it. And so that's my gift. I've always been kind of left brain and right brain, whatever.
Well, that's amazing that you're left and right. Like, I think most of us are just unfortunate enough to have one or the other. You have both. That's amazing.
No, it's true.
And that's
I don't know how I knew. I mean, I don't. It wasn't like something came down. It was like, Tamala, this is your gift. Not like that happened. I think that you know that your gifts are when it makes you happy and when you kind of excel at them kind of easily, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that at some point we all have our aha moment. Like, This is what it is.
Yeah.
Which, you know, as anyone that out here follows us knows that Winona always drags me to anything that she does, kicking and screaming, but she does make me search myself and find other gifts.
Why are you kicking and screaming?
Oh, because it's really like her dream. Like, she's like, I'm going to open this business or I'm going to do this. And, you know, as best friend duty, what do?
Yeah.
You have to, like, support it because you are a friend. And so she drags me in. I don't want to be in. Like, I just want to be myself. I just want to help her and support her in the back. And she's like, no, you supported me so much. You have to come on out here so people can see that it's you that helped me along. And I'm like, no, Winona, I'm good. I'm fine. Behind the curtain is where I belong.
I'm with Winona.
You're with Winona? Everyone is with Winona. I think Winona finally showed up, so that's exciting. Maybe she'll be coming in a few minutes.
I get to meet her?
Yay! Winona might be coming soon. But as you said that you found this as your gift, so how do you market? Like, what, take us through the steps of what you would do for your clients.
So typically, I work with people that have been through some kind of transformation. Like, you know, the loss of a parent, the loss of a loved one. They realize that they want more. You know, they discover this other layer that's hidden underneath their loss. And so basically, I work with them to get them to articulate whatever they're feeling, like this idea they have, and to flesh it out more. So a lot of people that I work with are not business savvy. They're teachers or other professionals. professionals that don't really know how to grow a business, but they have an idea. And so I help them articulate the idea, lay the foundation out, and then remove any kind of resistance they may have. Because when it comes to starting your own business, it's scary, especially if you're working 9 to 5 and use that 9 to 5 check, you know, and you already have a schedule and a set life. It's hard to move past resistance. So I help them remove the blocks. And then that's a pretty picture of you guys.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, the camera had to come off because Winona is coming in and she's going to be bumping into things and tripping over stuff. And she wouldn't want anybody to see that because she's the narcissist of our group after all.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so once we move past the resistance and the fear, then we get to the, you know, building up the business, which can include, you know, the who, what, where, when, why, to the developing your product,
yep, see, as you heard Winona coming in and tripping over as you're doing your dance.
Yes. What up, girl?
Hi.
Yeah, so you guys, Winona's here. The fun has come.
Not that much fun. I missed the 2-minute banter section, so.
Yeah, I know.
I should sit here quietly.
Oh, okay, so she.
But I'm going to look amazing.
You know, look amazing. She was just telling us how the steps and how she takes professionals from professionals to entrepreneurs.
Oh, nice.
I mean, that's amazing.
I always need that.
So did you personally make that step too? Were you a professional and then you were like, nope, entrepreneur, will work for myself?
Yes, I was working in 9 to 5. And you know, I left grad school and I had this great job, had like a nice apartment by the beach, you know, just everything was getting kind of stable. And then in 7 days, I got fired, my car engine exploded, so everything was gone. And when I got laid off or fired, I was like, I did such a good job here. Why didn't let me go? And that was enough for me to be like, I'm going to create my own path, be the master of my own fate. I don't ever have anybody having my whole world in their freaking hands. I was like, no. I didn't like that at all. It just took one time, and I was like, this is lame.
So, question. Giving up stability and going into the creative world, if Jade has not already asked me.
No, I have not.
How do you feel? How do you feel doing that? Because most people say, you know, going into a creative world, oh my word, just so much instability, I could never do it. So how do you feel?
I always say build while you have your full-time job. You know, if you don't get laid off or fired, definitely build while you have that position. I would never suggest quitting your freaking 9-to-5 job, like, because it is unstable. But at some point, you're going to have to say, okay, I have enough foundation, let me leave. But I would say definitely, if you have 9-to-5 and you have that check, to invest it back into a business. So you're prepared, you know, in the future. Yeah.
So what successes have you had?
What do you mean? Like, what kind of successes? You know, like...
Personal successes, financial success, what... However you define success.
I have not had a full-time job in over 10 years.
Woo!
Yes. I travel all over the world. Like, I left corporate America, and I do musical theater. I'm an actress. And so my consulting, my business, allows me the freedom to do that, you know, which is the main reason. The reason why I have a business is because I want to perform and play on stage.
Absolutely. And as we can talk, she looks so great today. We know that she's an actress. She was like a supermodel. You know, she's a supermodel. She's like, girl, I wake up this way.
You're right. I was telling Jade I had to confirm because if not, hair tied, pajamas on.
We're not too far off that.
You know, we are never too far off that, you guys. You know, what we do is try to be as most authentic as we can, and we try. But, I mean, it has been a pleasure talking to you. I mean, and time has just flown by. Really, Winona? Because you were here the whole time.
2 minutes.
You were here the whole time.
I almost would say I feel like I aged, but I don't do the wrinkles.
Oh, no. Winona will never do the
wrinkles. None of us do wrinkles.
Exactly.
We don't do wrinkles. So, you guys, this is Winona, and I am Jade, and we are the And I Thought Ladies. But first, I have to ask you where people can find our wonderful guests. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh, it's cool. You can find me at TamalaBaldwin.com, on Facebook at TamalaBaldwin, and that's T-A-M-A-L-A Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N. And I'm on Instagram
she would, because she's a performance. She's like an actress, so she would have something amazing to how to spell out her name. I wish I could do that.
I'm a little upset because as a narcissist, I don't feel that was I feel that overshadowed me.
Let's wrap this up. Okay, so we are the And I Thought Ladies, and we have written the And I Thought Ladies along with 11 other beautiful, wonderful, gorgeous, just everything make my life ladies.
Really?
Yes, and you can always check out what your ladies are doing at andwethought.com.
Always check out at the bottom of the ladies page, the charities. Please always give a little something. And clothes, shoes, whatever. And then, you know, always check out the store page, because those proceeds also go to that charity.
So
I'm going to say that wisdom is all around you,
if you're open to accepting it and finding it. So peace and love from Jade
and Winona.
Bye-bye, you guys. I don't normally sit in this chair. Okay, cool. So thank you so much. Truly appreciate it. And yeah, so I mean, I truly appreciate it. It was really, really cool. And thank you for being.